Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Williams flush. Williams on the run. There goes Caleb Williams. There goes Caleb Williams. First and goal, Chicago. Williams running. Caleb Williams into the end zone. The Bears have come all the way back and lead with a minute 47 left.
Yeah, I tell you, he looks like a Houdini back there.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. That is Fox Sports and Ben Johnson. As we continue our grades, this is the midterm time for us. I think being kind is giving them the ninth game as opposed to just doing it after eight with nine to go. So that's how we decided. Just to recap, we've already graded offense, defense, special teams. We graded the head coach, and we gave out our Bear players. So the player who deserves a gold star or somebody who you think deserves to be noted during the season, which means next is our last one, quarterback. We also want to get your calls when we can. 312-644-6767. Everybody chiming in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore, and on our text line too. So who wants to go first with quarterback? I think it's got to be the guy who covers the Bears when he's not here.
Wow, okay.
Mark Grody, Bear.
Bear Grody is giving Caleb Williams a B- for his work so far this year with the Chicago Bears. And you look at even the last two games and some of the heroics that he's pulled off. That's part of the elevation, quite frankly, of the grades. The fourth quarter he had against the Giants. The crazy, wacky Cincinnati game where he has three touchdowns, but and the Dallas game. And I know that I'm taking into account, we have to take into account defense for a lot of these teams. The Dallas game was the model for me. 19 of 28, 298, and four TDs. There are just too many games, though. The New Orleans game, 15 of 26, 172 yards. The first game of the season against Minnesota, he was not keeping up with J.J. McCarthy towards the end of that game. And I know that feels like such a long time ago. Too much inconsistency in the first three quarters of the game. And I've been saying it, that is something you can fix, but it's not fixed yet. It's not there yet. He is not yet a complete four-quarter quarterback, and I don't think I'm being too greedy to want that. B- for Caleb Williams.
You know what? I don't argue with what you've said.
Oh my
grade is slightly different, but it's within reach. It's one step higher. It's a B. Straight up, B flat for Caleb Williams. I think he makes some great points, but also I will say this. The reason why it's a B, knowing that he has not gotten to the level where we think he can be, and that is a consistent elite quarterback who shows up quarters one through four. The biggest thing is he has been clutch in the fourth quarter. He has been that guy in the fourth quarter. And when you take into account for Caleb Williams and everybody else, that 70% of NFL games are within one score in the fourth quarter. That's why the fourth quarter does matter more. It is the final stanza. And I think he has taken a huge step forward already in this season, leading the Bears to a 4-1 record in one score games. I think that speaks volumes about not only his future with the team, but really his present and what they're able to accomplish this season working with Ben Johnson in tandem with a special set of weapons and an offensive line that not only is tasked with keeping him upright, but now giving him opportunities to know when and when not to take off.
Well, I thought about percentages here out of 100, and you know what I came up with?
70?
83.
Oh.
Yeah.
83.
Indeed.
That's a B, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a B. Also, not quite lower, you know, not to the point of like 82, 81, or 80, not a B minus, but I give a B, and it's for similar reasons. I think number one, yes, you avoid sacks. Okay, that puts you in the top relative half of the league in doing so. Now, did you do it at a much better clip than last year? Yeah. But this is based on the past 9 games, as we've talked about. And while I think it's great that he is running out of these sacks in the way he is, and he's trying to get that, I think, priority list in order mentally when you're trying to process each play, there are other things that I think we haven't seen enough of yet. Number one, over the middle throws in the pocket. That is my main, I think, criteria now when it comes to how I look at Caleb Williams. Like, can you do, unfortunately, what we saw Jackson Dart do pretty well in the pocket on Sunday, you know? And I know Caleb Williams is 2 inches shorter than Jackson Dart, but that affects how you're seeing over the middle. So how are you seeing over the middle? You know, I think you go from an A to an A plus when you're the guy who knows how to find the open receiver when you have the first down open on your legs, and then maybe Rome is downfield holding up his hand. Then you go to an A plus. But for me, it's just, what are you doing basic better? Can you climb the pocket? Can you make throws now in structure? I'm really happy that sacks are now being avoided. And I think he still wants to avoid throwing interceptions. That seems to be how he's making decisions. And ultimately, that is a plus as well. I want to see more downfield throws. I can't give you an A, even though the flea flicker, for example, was over 60 yards in the air. I know he's got the arm talent to do it, but why don't we see more of them? Why don't we see more just plain old go routes? You know, so that's something where either it's head coach, it's offensive coaching, or perhaps it's on the quarterback. And I actually think that finding your tight end is part of what we've seen Caleb Williams not do enough of. You know, that's consistent with what happened last year.
Yeah.
So the encouragement in either play design or coaching to be able to do more of that, I think will speak to the progress there as well. And again, I feel like a lot of this comes from in the pocket. One of the things he is doing really well is adjusting under center. I feel like that deserves a lot of credit as well. So I think that is probably, aside from sacks, his greatest improvement metric that I can tell you.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. That's where I'm kind of putting my whole thought process together with quarterback.
I think it's interesting that when you look at our grades overall, Grody, of course, is the guy who's doing crazy stuff, talking about the defense deserves a C+.
I'm a strict grader.
Well, yeah, and the B- was a little crazy as well. But what? Layla, you and I have been within one level of each other in every single one of these metrics.
We spend too much time together, I think. That's what happens when you hang out for 5 hours a day. Yeah. And our group thread is always popping off when we're not together.
Fair. Yeah.
So to recap, here are our grades. On offense, Marshall gave an A-. I gave a B+, and Mark Grody gave a B-. For defense, Marshall gave a C-. Grody ended up giving a C+, and I gave a flat C because I love unhinged blitzes.
A bouncy C.
Yeah, I need more unhinged blitzes out of the secondary. Because I love them. Special teams, everybody gave a D. I'm surprised somebody wanted an F+, and I don't know that that's a grade, but I think it should be. Head coach, Marshall gave an A-, I gave an A-flat, Mark Grody gave a B+. And then our Bear player, Mark Grody was Roma Dunze, Marshall was Montez Sweat, and I was DeAndre Swift. And then for quarterback, B's across the board, Mark Grody with a B-. So now we want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Tony in Goal City. Tony, you're on with the score. Oh, Goal City. I was like, I've never heard of Goal City, but whatever.
No, it's not Gold City. It's Coal City.
Okay, yep. That's downstate. Yeah, that makes a little more sense.
I have driven through your city many a time.
Home
I
of
enjoy
Nick
it.
Shepkowski.
That's right. Shout out to Shep.
There you go. Yep. There you go. You got it now. First thing I want to tell you, I love you guys. And 670 is the best all day long. So anyway, with that said.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, I understand everybody how, you know, everybody's used to this. They're all expecting it to fall apart completely, but there's a lot of good things going on, you know, and I agree a lot about what you guys gave, the scores and everything, you know, the B's and the A's and all that, but, you know, you could probably Cole Kmet, and how can you say anything bad about that guy? If it wasn't for the block that he made, we wouldn't have won that game. You watch that. He turns around. He's seen Caleb coming, and he picked that guy up, and that's why Caleb got through. And DJ Moore, he's killing himself. And, you know, and Adunze, what are you going to say about that?
Yeah.
You know, everybody's there. I think the really problem with Caleb, though, and he's a scrapper for sure. You know, he'll get in there and he'll do what he has to do when the time comes. But this red zone stuff, and I think the problem is he just can't throw that three-point bucket, you know, over the top and drop it in pass. If he gets somebody open and straight and he can fire the ball, he does a lot better. But he's got to learn how to drop that three-point shot, you know. He can't seem to get that floated in and drop it on down, you know, and get it over the top of people. And once he figures that out, I think this team's golden.
Tony, thank you so much for your call. I'm glad we went out to Coal City. Sorry about that, Ray. Just and the glare in here is a little much, so sometimes it's a little bit hard to read.
Robbie,
so,
let's take care of that glare. Come on over here and wipe that up.
No, I think we need it, Robbie, for the lights. So.
Get some shades for her,
if we don't have the lights on, then it's like, oh, Layla, why are you looking tired? Oh, because, you know, we're in a studio.
Let's go get a little touch-up makeup for Layla. Apparently, she was looking a little tired over here, Robbie.
Do you remember the old school like makeup person? It was somebody in a cartoon running out with a giant powder puff.
Yeah.
That's real life for me.
Powder puff.
I have a lot of surface area.
People are all fussing over you.
Well,
that's right.
I have a lot of surface area. You got to sometimes powder it up.
I see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you don't want
shiny up top.
You don't want the shine, right?
MAC mattifier. It's this little tube.
Translucent.
Yeah, I know about that.
Translucent.
Too.
The person that represents me was like, "No, here's what you need to do. You need to make sure you get some translucent makeup, and for God's sakes, get a little color in your face."
Wow, yeah. That seems aggressive.
Yeah.
Well, now I do have a powder puff, but I haven't used it in a while.
Powder puff.
Yeah, powder puff makeup. All right, let's now go to Keith in Shorewood. Keith, you're on with Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. What's your grades?
Hello, Phil. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
We're sick.
Hey, Layla, real quick on the men comment that you had made earlier in the other segment. If you remember this time last year, there was a certain person who provided chocolates in Kenosha as a thank you for your professionalism and how great of a broadcaster you are. So I have a great appreciation for your show and all you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, and I believe you also gave us Kringle, if I recall.
That would be true, too.
Oh, thanks for that.
You're welcome. So grade-wise, based off that last call, which was a great call, and what you guys have been talking in this segment, I would submit that Caleb is the Bears' offense, and as he goes, they go, because his performance dictates how well the other players in that offense play. And I would say B is my grade for their offense, and it would be for Caleb for pretty much – all the reasons you just mentioned. I don't know that I care so much about over the middle as I care about his ability. And you made a comment about can they do. I would submit as are they able to. And that is if the offensive line is able to block in some of those earlier games this year when he's not running for his life, he's probably performing better in some of those performances, even those early on games, the Minnesota game. He's probably throwing the ball a lot better in that game because he was running for his life in that game. So I think overall what needs to happen is the support needs to be there for him, and then, you know, he's going to take that next step. At least that's what I hope. The other grades, I'm right on with you with the defense and with the special teams. I don't I have no qualms about how you guys graded it. I thought that was pretty good. So and I love Ben Johnson. I thought, as you did, Layla, that they should have ran the ball right down their throats last week. And I don't know why that didn't happen early to set up the time of possession and some of the stuff that they didn't do. So I hope he does recognize that in future games, because the grades that you're going to be doing for the end of the season are going to be much. It's going to be interesting to see how you're going to be able to grade the second half against the first half, because I would submit the second half is going to be a much tougher period for this team, and it'll dictate if they've really grown or not. We're about to find out.
Yep, no doubt. It's about to go down. It is.
Keith,
it really is.
It is. Yeah. Keith, thank you so much for your call. And yeah, the Kringle he brought us last year was top notch.
What is Kringle again?
It was that Danish bakery. You know, the one up in Racine?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. The little like pastry that looks like an oval, like a large donut, okay. Flattened. Oh, Kringle's, yeah, awesome. They have it at Trader Joe's.
Okay. I was thinking of the Kris Kringle Mart, which should be opening soon, right?
Yeah, Kris Kringle Market is back at Wrigley, too, I believe.
I walk past it every day, and the stuff is in there. They just haven't opened it up yet.
Guys, we need a team outing. Let's get some hot chocolate at the Kris Kringle Market.
I'm good
Market.
On that. You guys have fun.
What?
I don't like just waiting out in the cold to
friendship. What?
It can be friendship.
We'll be in the cold together.
I'll meet y'all after indoors somewhere. How about that?
How about we buy you a pair of earmuffs, and you're good to go?
It's not...
It's like one of the first things I did when I moved here.
Earmuffs?
Kris Kringle Market. I had the earmuffs.
I worked next door to that. It's fine. I went the one time. I was like, okay.
Yeah. It's a good date place is what it is, Mars. You get one of your ladies.
You know who's not going on dates?
Oh, that's
this
right.
guy.
What's up with that, by the way? Why you keep saying that? That you just like not taking
I'm locked
any,
in. I got stuff to do.
No newcomers at this point?
I'm dedicated to this show right here. Okay. This is my main piece. All and right. then you know I got side pieces too.
With just a little worried
that,
about
that
you.
We're just
Catch
talking
me in
about
Mount
work.
Carmel.
Can't relate.
Yeah. Who can relate?
But you told me it's cuffing season.
Lincoln Way East, Mount Carmel.
I don't understand.
WCIU, 4 p.m.
He's just
going to
keep
yourself.
Yelling teams this while is... I point out that I learned that term from him. I learned it from you.
Well,
don't be such a careerist, man. You're missing out on the good stuff.
Look, I'll cuff when it's time to cuff. If I happen upon something, but we're not out here searching.
You're not going
to
turn it down, though.
Yeah, no one's
nice
thirsty
comes
in
along.
Here.
I got you. I'm kind of like that right now, too,
exactly.
to be honest
I'm
with you.
I'm locked in. It's bear season. They're 6-3.
I haven't dated for years. I'm pretty happy with their choice.
6-3. Right. Living the moment.
Come on. I'm 50 and I'm single. Like, I am very patient. Like, whatever.
So I'm going to the Kris Kringle Market is pretty much what I've decided in this conversation. Tony and Joliet, what are your grades? You're on with Rahimi Harris and Grody.
Hey, Layla, before the grade, real quick, Kris Kringle Market, they have a sandwich there called the raclette sandwich. Are you familiar?
Right, the cheese. It's like all over Instagram.
You can
stuff.
Smell it from miles away.
I don't know about this. Do tell.
It's
Say more.
Crazy. Like it heats up underneath and they scoop it onto the bread. But either way, okay.
Jesus. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the info.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a chef too, so I get it. But as far as the grade, and then I got a point about the caller that you had previous to the break.
Sure.
Grade is a C. And I think a C for me, grade in Caleb, is his potential is so high, I'm grading him on a curve. Because in a couple years, he's an A every week. You know, I just think he's going to be that dude. So a C with potential. And as far as the caller, I totally agreed with Grody listening to that guy. A lot of people listening were like, man, this guy's kind of crazy saying Ben Johnson never got out coached, always got out coached when the guy last week got fired. I mean, come on, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But when you're that into Chicago sports and we've suffered so much, it just took a little better articulation from that man to say, hey, we need a heck of a lot more because we dealt with the Nagys and we dealt with the other coaches and the problems. But I just have to reiterate this guy. You have to understand what you're seeing now, guys. You have to. Chicago fans, please. Caleb is special, special. Ben Johnson is special, special. They're not Nagy. They sure as hell aren't Eberflus. And, hey, go raclette sandwich. Go Bears. And let's Chicago fans, let's keep it positive because it's going to be positive. Love you guys.
The anti-jaded.
Love you, Tony.
Tony.
Also, and with sandwich recommendation.
No, the raclette is the truth.
Top-notch
I've had the raclette.
I have not heard of this sandwich.
What?
It smells sorry. Off.
That's why y'all need to go.
I guess
and
you're
I
right.
I don't need to go because I've
right.
done the thing.
Because you're going
to
be out someday.
I'm gonna find a date. I'm going to take a date. I'm going to take a date. That's going to be my challenge to me.
Oh, God. This is going to be an always
date,
sunny
Grody?
Episode.
Yeah.
Do we all get a date to go to the Kris Kringle Market?
You guys can go on a double date.
What about it? What about it?
I like that. Double date for you guys.
Right.
God help the individuals that we have just pulled into this mess.
I love it.
This is this is a bad episode of It's Always Sunny waiting to happen. And
Robbie,
not an entertaining one.
Robbie,
a bad one.
Are you single, Robbie?
Yes, I am.
You are. Ray?
No.
I'm not single. I have a girlfriend.
I got a girl.
Of course Ray has a girlfriend. He's all responsible.
I thought you were going to ask me to walk behind
Plus,
you the
Ray's
whole time
hot.
Just taking notes during this Christmas market.
Robbie just walking around with a notepad.
This is 100% a bad It's Always Sunny episode. Who else do we want to bring into it?
Russ?
Hold on. 815. Why does Marshall hate
Russ.
Christmas? I don't hate Christmas.
No, that's what happens when you diss the Kris Kringle Market. Chaos
I
will
ensue. I love
ensue.
Christmas. And also, 847, cuffing. What's another thing I don't know about? It's cuffing season. It gets cold outside. People want to put the handcuffs on, and you're cuffed up with someone else through the winter to keep
Ooh,
help keep
that's
you.
Hot.
I
that's
feel
hot.
Like this is a good opportunity to teach everybody some Spanish. What is the word for spouse in Spanish?
Esposa.
Esposa, yeah.
Which means
you got it. Look
which
at you.
Literally means
I know Espanol.
Doesn't it literally mean shackle?
Oh, you know what? I never even thought about that. Yeah.
And
you're right about that.
Shackle, ball and chain, all of it.
That's right, the ball and chain.
Then you come up with more metaphors, which we love on this show when you learn foreign languages. And I just learned about a raclette sandwich. I love it all.
Grody, I'm impressed, Grody. You knew.
And? It's Bosa.
There you go.
I got you.
All right. So now we're going to, these poor individuals, we're going to think that one through. Coming up next, though, I can't believe this.
It is a Rex Hallmark
Grossman,
Christmas movie.
Yeah. Rex Grossman, the former Ranji. Bears quarterback, is going to join us next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
With the 22nd selection in the 2003 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Rex Grossman, quarterback, University of Florida.
Now we focus back on Grossman, who has all day and goes deep. Berrien down the middle, hit in stride. Touchdown, Chicago.
But that throw, that was a wow throw from Rex Grossman, hitting Berrien for 68 yards, a touchdown.
Down the sideline, Grossman does, and it's caught by Berrien. What a throw by Rex Grossman.
Grossman in the pocket, fires, and the ball is caught by Muhammad for the touchdown.
If those highlights sound familiar, it's because you know who it is. Rex Grossman, kind enough to join us here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, of course. The over a decade NFL veteran, the former Bears quarterback here from 2003 to 2008. Yes, that includes the Super Bowl. And Rex is joining Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher and defensive standout Alex Brown, who we love from pre- and post-game coverage, for a special cruise on Lake Michigan with City Cruises Live, telling stories and reliving that special 2006 season. Rex, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We just gave out our grades, and please laugh at this. It took us an hour and a half to do so when it came to when it came to offense, defense, special teams. We did quarterback and head coach and like somebody we wanted to highlight. If you were giving the Bears a grade for their season so far, you just have to give one. What would you say?
Oh, I'd give them an A-. They're a young team ascending, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of creating a lot of momentum, and they look like they're having fun and they're building something. So I'm giving them an A-.
Rex, when you look at what this team has become, and it seems like a stark contrast. I know it's only been a year since we were looking at that 10-game losing streak. What do you think the biggest difference has been in Caleb Williams this year versus what you saw from the rookie quarterback last year?
Well, I mean, just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision-making. You know, last year, I think, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
Rex, I got to tell you, man, just listening to you right now, it's so good to hear your voice. I feel like we have been missing you for some time here in terms of coming on the radio, being present in Chicago. I see a text right at the top that says, I miss Rex. Where have you been, man? What's been going on? How are you?
I'm good, man. I had 1 year with the Houston Texans and 4 years with the Washington Redskins, and now I'm in South Florida, living the dream, just hanging out. It was Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. I had a couple injuries, you know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to the Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. I mean, just a, such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years is a special 6 years of my life.
You are a huge part, a huge character in Bears history. You just are. You're part of what I call the pre-Cutler era, and things kind of changed after that in terms of the QB and where they were drafting them. You were obviously number 22 overall, and you talk about all the great memories, and obviously 2006 was a great year. Hell, for 5-6 games, people thought you were the MVP, but I want to take you back to one of my memories that I've been wanting to ask you about, and this is in the year 2005. That was a year you had a broken ankle in the preseason. You returned to a game on I believe you relieved Kyle Orton on December 18th, 2005, against Atlanta. And the reason it resonates with me, Rex, is because I was at the game as a fan, freezing my ass off. The beers weren't taking that night. I had cardboard separating my feet from the concrete. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You remember the game, man. You come in. I think your first throw, I think, was like a sidearm 10 or 11-yard pickup. The crowd went crazy. Like, they went nuts when you came into the game. What do you remember about that other than the fact that it was freezing that night against Atlanta at Soldier Field?
My rookie year, I started the last three games of the season. Cordell Stewart was the quarterback, and I kind of got my feet wet, and I was all excited for my full season in 04, and the third game of the year, I tore my ACL. So that was, you know, a big bummer, and there was a lot of rehab, a lot of mental anguish, you know, physical therapy to get back. In the first preseason game, I break my ankle, and it was just, I couldn't have been more down, mm-hmm. you know, it was just... And then to watch the team have success in 05 and wanting to be a part of it, and just felt like, you know, some really down moments right there. But as I started to heal from my ankle and Kyle Orton wasn't playing really well, I was kind of finally dressing and getting healthy. And, you know, at halftime, Lovie Smith was like, we're going to put you in. And I couldn't have been more excited. I know it was like 5 degrees out, but it felt like 90 in my uniform. I was ready to roll.
Yeah.
And after all those 3 years really wanting to get my, you know, feet wet, I was running out on the field. Just couldn't have been more pumped up. And to get that ovation, it was just goosebumps, you know. And then the first play, I was, you know, the wind was blowing, but it didn't matter. I just fired it into Mohsin Muhammad, yeah. And the crowd went crazy. And that was a special moment for sure.
We are talking to Rex Grossman, of course, the former Bears quarterback, and he is part of a city cruise on November 21st. The dinner cruise sets sail from Navy Pier. You can get your tickets at citycruises.com/live. And Rex, I also want to ask, just, I know you gave your grade earlier of the Bears overall, but what do you think about this offense, especially when I consider you were part of one of the later eras where the college offense really did not match up with what you would see in the NFL? I feel like the Bears offense is a good example of being able to mix a lot of what made college offenses so fun during your time, for example, at Florida, and then what we're seeing in the NFL now. How do you look at the offense as a whole?
Well, I think Ben Johnson is an amazing coordinator that really has a lot of trick plays and everybody talks about, but just be able to create separation for the wide receivers schematically is what it's all about. I mean, we had that a lot with Ron Turner, but when I was with Kyle Shanahan and understanding defenses and how you affect linebackers to create holes behind them, and was just eye-opening. And it all pretty much starts with the running game. And I think the Bears have been running the ball pretty well, which makes it a lot easier on the quarterback, because then the play action starts to really affect safeties and linebackers, and you can start to attack those holes. But I think that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're so young, but they're so talented that some of the plays Caleb makes is just you can't schematically draw that up. So if he gets really good at just the basics, he's going to be amazing.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today as we discuss football with Rex Grossman, former Chicago Bears great, former Florida great. I remember I went to Mississippi State. Yeah, your first trip to Starkville was not a good one, but then you paid us back with a 52-0 just blowout the second time around. Yeah, so there's that, Rex. But I do want to talk to you about how much do you follow the NFL versus the college game, because I know you're a Florida legend, and you're seeing things take place like the game last night between the Packers and the Eagles, and it seems like it's hard to find out where the Bears fall in this kind of hierarchy of what we're seeing across the NFC and the NFL at large.
Well, the Bears are coming. I mean, I was, I'm a Bears fan, so I was hoping that they would be able to sneak into the playoffs this year and make things happen for the 2026 season, because that's basically what happened to us in 2005. We established ourselves as a good team, and then going into 2006, we had high expectations, and for the most part, we met them. So that's what I was rooting for. But it looks like they're well on their way to doing that, and obviously they got to have a great second half of the season here, but they got every opportunity to make the playoffs and make something happen. They're going to be a tough out if they make the playoffs.
I hope you're right, man. This segment with Rex Grossman is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at the worst, we're at our best. I love that you said that this was the best 6 years of your life, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a Bears quarterback. I mean, the scrutiny is heavy. The pressure is large. You're getting stuck. Like, every single quarterback that's been here gets those critiques. What was it like for you in that regard? Were you turned off as you went out of town because of all that? And what do you think about all the quarterbacks since you that have taken that same pressure, and it seems to affect like the play of these quarterbacks, the pressure that exists to be a good quarterback in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and a lot of them loved me. A lot of them didn't. But, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense. But when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670, the score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great. Special teams is going to play great. We're going to run the ball decent. How's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure I was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and, at times I wish I had a few things back. But, it was an amazing experience. But when I left, I was just so motivated to get another opportunity to play as well as I know I could have, and at times I did as well, but inconsistency was something I never really got over.
Rex, I know that this is a bit of a preview of what people who are attending this cruise with you and Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown are going to experience on November 21st. What makes this event special for you?
It was fun. Brian Urlacher and Alex Brown reached out if I wanted to do this, and we've done two of them already, and it was just fun to kind of be around them and hang out. It's like a big little, it's a big cruise boat, goes out of Navy Pier, and, we have a few drinks, and we tell stories and answer questions, and just kind of hang out with the fans. They have dinner, and it's like, I didn't know what to expect the first go around, but it's just fun. We're just up there telling stories, talking to the fans, hanging out, taking pictures. It's just like a cool event. I didn't know it would be that much fun the first go around, but it was cool.
Who's the most chatty out of you three?
Oh, Alex Brown for sure. I mean, it's not even close. Brian and I kind of look at each other like, just let him run, just let him go with it.
Rex, will you do us a favor? By the way, will you please not be a stranger? I know, like, the score probably wasn't your favorite radio station to listen to at one point in time, man.
Yeah.
But our listeners love hearing from you. I understand. Like, look, I'm part of it, man. I'm in the media. I cover the Bears to this day, and it ain't easy, man. But it's so good to hear from you, and I hope that you'll come out again with us, and we could talk more football and just break down these Bears games.
Absolutely. Give me a call anytime.
Well, we love it, Rex. And then anything else you want to let people know about with this upcoming cruise on the 21st? Because it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a full bar, dinner. You know, it's just like a little cruise around Lake Michigan and we talk football. You know, we have like a meet and greet session, take pictures, hang out. It's not a big deal. And it's really fun. So if you got nothing to do Friday night, come join us.
Well, I think the listener's new objective now is to get you to talk more than Alex Barron.
That's never going to happen.
Never.
He's my teammate at Florida. He's my teammate in Chicago. I know him well, and I don't have his lungs for sure.
Well, Rex, it's going to be fun. Thanks again for joining us. You can get tickets at citycruises.com/live. Rex Grossman, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Rex.
I appreciate it. See you guys.
See ya.
That's Rex Grossman. How fun is that? And yeah, I had to mess with him a little bit there because having worked with Alex Barron, and we all know Alex pretty well because of his work on pre and post game. I figured he might be the favorite, but now we have a challenge.
I swear to God,
a lot of questions.
If I had one more question, I was going to go the sexy route. I was starting to feel comfortable. I was going to ask him if people still call him sexy.
I guess we'll find out at the city cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, you say, got to leave a little something for the city cruise. Exactly.
Exactly. Coming up next, it is halftime. And we had a discussion of which stories we wanted to discuss with everybody for halftime today. But there was something that came across the newswire about a week ago that actually not only affects Mark Grody, but also his mom and the Cubs. So we'll do it all next.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Not yet. Earlier today, laugh at us taking an hour and a half grades. Like, I Rex Grossman would laugh at us. Still self-deprecating. He hurt anybody.
To be honest.
Good. So we had Rex a really, I think, full-bodied conversation. I feel like we talked to him about a lot of stuff.
Curvy.
He was good. He was great.
Robust conversation. So now that's all we've done for the last hour and 40 minutes. This story came across via Darren Rovell. A Cubs World Series fan ring sold for a record $50,000. And I look at Mark Grody because, well, he has a Cubs ring. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a little bit of interesting financial gamesmanship that went on here on the part of Tom Ricketts. And before you say anything bad, I actually think this was good. I wasn't trying to give him credit necessarily. So when the rings were purchased, and I know they gave out 108 at least. Wasn't that a goal, too?
Was to make sure to have that symmetry. I don't remember that necessarily. That sounds right, though.
But here's what's interesting. Not only did team owner Tom Ricketts pay for the rings.
Thanks, Tom.
He also paid for the taxes on the rings because they were a gift of value.
Thanks, Tom.
That the receiver would be responsible for. So what that did was it prevented any of like the, I hate to say it, but Grody level rings to be sold. You know, I know your mom keeps a hold of yours, Gene.
She does. Well, and she put it someplace else.
So, and the players were not bound by not selling it. Like, that was an agreement that I think you guys had to make when you were a recipient
Correct.
Of the ring.
Oh, right. You're not allowed to sell it?
Well, and I mean, I think it was for that reason. Like, Tom was like, I'm going to pay the taxes on this. And the ring is courtesy of the Cubs. And so, therefore, you know, like, because they didn't want to create a market for this, knowing how how special the opportunity was to get one of these.
It's a Cubs World Series ring. Can you imagine? I mean, people would sell them. Yeah.
And people fall on hard times.
Yeah.
So there used to be a Jostens, and you know Jostens from like your class ring, for example, or other commemorative rings like that. There used to be a Jostens store, remember, at Gallagher Way. And I think that that has since changed into the record store. But in April 2017, Jostens did begin selling Cubs fan rings celebrating the World Series title. And that's where this one comes in. So most of them were like cubic zirconia and silver for $300. But if you bought one for $10,800, there were 108 rings that were as close to the real deal as possible. So limited edition, we obviously know the number. Although they were 30% smaller, those rings featured white gold, 144 diamonds, 55 sapphires, and 13 rubies. And that's the one that sold recently for $50,020 at Heritage Auctions.
That's good ROI.
Okay.
That is incredibly good ROI. But the thing that makes it so rare is because there's only 108 of those. And then additionally, as we know, when the Ricketts family took care of this, or Tom took care of it, however you want to look at it, that the resale value of the ring was not going to, it was already like built in that that wasn't an option. I find it all very compelling. But Grody, did you know you were sitting on this gold mine like this?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always joked that it's, you know, I have a 401k plan and I have a ring that's a 401k plan. So you never know.
But you don't know where the ring is.
No, I would never. I didn't even
think
if I.
You can't sell it. Like, it's priceless. I mean, like, you better have that thing insured.
Is it insured? That's my next question.
It's insured. It's, I've already got it in the will to where it goes. Because I think about that. Like, 200 years from now, who is going to have.
Dave the Cat's going to have it?
Dave the Cat might have Mark Grody's World Series ring.
Like, your nieces?
Yes, they might be the people that I have handed it to.
So there's a couple of funny backstories with this. In 2017, reportedly, a scout tried to auction off his ring. It was shut down.
Ooh.
And in 2021, Ben Zobrist's ring, and I do remember reading a headline, appeared to be listed at auction. But Jostens later sued the collector because it was Zobrist's sample that was stolen.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Juliana.
Ooh, snacks.
Wait, what do you mean sample?
Like, they have to make like a wax sample of the ring. Wax is one of the ones they use.
Fugazi.
So apparently this was a sample ring of some kind.
It
and I doubt it was
ring.
Wax.
Got
but
it.
Yeah, so
Fugazi,
that's
a fake. Look at me. Fugazi.
And then apparently a friends and family version of Aroldis Chapman's ring, which is like a fan ring with Chapman's name, sold for $30,949,000 at Leland's in 2023.
Wow.
Don't do it, Mark.
Wow. No, I won't. I'd have no.
Mark's wealthy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I don't think my family would allow that to occur, but they would never know if I decided
but, like,
to do
I
it.
Do think you should break it out every now and then to, like, at least have it on display.
When
I mean, it is the holidays.
When was the last time?
Sparkly.
I probably brought it to a party. Like a, I think the last time I saw the ring or busted it out for something functional was probably like 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
You should wear it on your date to Chris Kendall Market.
Ooh. Yeah,
Deadhead is right. They stole the sample. Do it.
Hey, baby, look at my ring. You switched the sample. That's what you did.
This is 100% shaping up to be a horrible Always Sunny episode.
Oh, it is. Yes.
The gang goes to Chris Kendall Market.
If you didn't hear, yes, we are all planning to, we're all single, except for Ray on the show. We're all planning to get dates for the Chris Kringle, except, well, Marshall is too cold and too cool to go, but the rest of us will go with dates.
I will meet you after somewhere warm where I can drink my hot chocolate in peace.
Be a part of the team.
And why do you want me to suffer?
We all suffer together.
But the here's a specific thing.
Break us
thing.
Down and build us up.
Since no one here has even had the raclette, let me just clue
I had
you
the
in
hot
as,
chocolate.
As someone who has worked across the street for 3 years, I worked across the street from that. I was overlooking Chris Kendall Market right there. Let me tell you something. The lines to get in that place and then just you could tell how miserable some of those people were because their girlfriends or significant others were dragging them down there.
There's no doubt about
Charlie.
It.
I don't want
to be
that guy.
We have to get the cider.
It's like, of course.
Is this about you on Instagram or is this about a moment between us? Because I promise you, we can have a moment somewhere warmer and nicer and cozier. Go to one of these places. What's the bar that has all the holiday decorations?
Butch McGuire's.
Yeah, go to Butch
Shout
McGuire's.
Shout out to the Butch
be
guys,
inside.
By the way. They're P1s. They listen.
Like, what are we doing? Why? Why do you want men to be miserable?
How
much time do you have?
Oh, man.
We spent an hour and a half on the Bears grades. Let me cook.
Now more than ever, it's because I want to see Robbie wearing like a big coat and gloves and writing stuff down for me the whole time. And the girl wondering what's going on.
Like an elf hat, too.
The date's wondering why Robbie's your personal assistant.
He was really nice, but he had this guy like writing stuff down the whole time. I didn't really understand.
And
what
I'm
was
like
going
taking
on.
Notes about her too.
I am not a curmudgeon. I am not a Scrooge. I'm practical.
I keep
Don't
trying
be mad
to explain.
Cause I'm practical.
I keep trying to explain to my date that I only go out on one date a year.
Do you make the most of it though?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. I'm terrible.
That's not bad, though. One date a year is not like
708, by the way. Grody wears that ring. It's his last first date. Hallmark's love market.
Oh,
drama.
Yeah.
The ring is misplaced. Let's write the script.
Hey,
that's
baby.
Damn, that was a good one.
I like it.
We want you also to keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd with special guest Nashawn Wright, and I am hosting. It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing. Number one in premium decking. Order free samples. Always good to do at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Coming up next, it's time for Five on It. And I'm pretty sure we have to mess with Marshall about this Chris Kendall market thing again.
Yeah. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.